South Koreans love their TV, especially the soap operas. But North Korea has a problem with that. It seems some South Korean soaps are finding their way north of the border, and those South Korean shows are giving people in the north a rare glimpse of the outside world. Some North Koreans find that world appealing enough to defect. So the government of Pyongyang is taking steps to make sure its citizens watch only the shows they're supposed to watch. Correspondent Jason Strother has our story from Seoul, South Korea.
Sitting in a trendy cafe, sipping on a cup of green tea, Byun Nan-hee says that South Korea is unlike anything she had ever dreamed of. This 28-year-old refugee asked that we not use her real name. She says 11 years ago, before she escaped, her understanding of the outside world was severely distorted.
We were brainwashed in North Korea. We were told that South Koreans are poor and the slaves of Americans, even poorer than us.
Even during North Korea's terrible famine in the 1990s, Byun says she still thought they had it better in the North. But after she and her two brothers crossed the border into China in search of food and medicine, her worldview began to unravel. While staying in a safe house, she for the first time watched South Korean television. She says she couldn't believe what she was seeing.
When I saw these South Korean soap operas, I could see how the people there live. They have big houses. And then I knew that things were much better there.
Byun says she had never intended to go to South Korea, but after seeing the television programs, she was inspired to defect. North Koreans, like Byun, are not only exposed to South Korean media while in China, but also in their own hometowns. Videotapes and DVDs are hot commodities on the local black market. They're smuggled in by North Korean merchants who travel back and forth into China. Since North Korean TVs and radios are fixed to receive only government channels, some crisscrossers bring back Chinese-made portables that can tune into other frequencies. Defector Park Sang-hak, president of the Seoul-based advocacy group NK Gulag, estimates that one out of every 100 North Koreans have seen South Korean television, but the price could be high. He says the National Security Agency is on the lookout for people watching or listening to South Korean media. If they're caught, they are labeled as political dissidents and sent to a prison camp. Since they can no longer hide the wealth gap, Pyongyang has had to rethink its propaganda. Moral purity is now the party line. North Koreans learn that South Koreans are corrupted by the Americans. They may be rich, but they are spiritually empty, so goes the official mantra, and hope for liberation. That's according to Brian Myers, North Korea expert at Dongseo University in Busan, South Korea.
They continue to claim that the South Korean people, for all their wealth, yearn to live under the dear leader Kim Jong-il. I think it's a matter of time before the North Koreans realize from watching South Korean culture that North Korea is simply not important to the South Korean people. And I think once that realization spreads among the North Korean population, the North Korean regime will have a serious problem.
But the flow of South Korean media into North Korea may be cut off. A defector's advocacy group here says that Beijing has stepped up forced repatriations of North Korean refugees and has sent more troops to guard the border. China isn't doing this to help out Kim Jong-il, but rather to ensure that the Beijing Olympics go off without any disturbances by North Koreans yearning to escape the dear leader. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.